When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You download it from your app store. Once it's downloaded, you search for WILK News Radio, click follow. That's it. That's all you have to do. You can listen anywhere in the nation. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. Podcast, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. We are there. Have it downloaded right to your inbox. And smart speakers, just ask those little guys to play WILK News Radio and you can listen to us live. It's coming up on 4/11, 77 degrees on this Friday, May 20th, 2026. And it's always a pleasure to bring on our Pennsylvania State Treasurer and candidate for Governor, Stacey Garrity. Madam Treasurer, thanks for joining The Rob O'Donnell Show today.
Hey, Rob. Always great to be on with you, my friend.
So the last time we talked was before primary day, and you weren't unopposed, yep. but your running mate, Jason Ritchie, won that primary handily, and now you guys are a team running for governor and lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania.
We did, and he did fantastic, and I couldn't be any more happier because he is absolutely the governing partner that I need to get things turned around.
Absolutely. So that's good to hear. So now you have November in your sights. And I did see yesterday you came out with a policy statement and stated that you're calling for a pause on data center development in Pennsylvania. Tell us a little bit about that. That was big news, and it kind of resonated through all the communities, especially here in Northeast Pennsylvania, where data centers have been preying on the communities and trying to fit themselves in next to people's livelihoods.
I know. And you know what? Just as he always does, Josh Shapiro puts politics above the people he was elected to represent. I mean, think about it. Less than a year ago, he put data center development on overdrive. He said he was proud of the Amazon project. He said he and his team worked very closely on the deal. And he said it's a great example of government working well with the private sector. Well, he forgot some of his stakeholders, right? So he forgot about local government. He forgot about, you know, engaging with the communities. And now folks aren't happy, and there are a lot of legitimate concerns. You know, we have to make sure that, of course, by the way, he's trying to rewrite history, Rob,
yeah.
by saying now he's put guardrails on it. But, you know, local residents, they deserve transparency. We have to make sure there are protections. We need to make sure communities have a real voice in the process, which they haven't had up to this time. And also, think about this. Some of those townships, they have zoning laws from the 60s and the 70s. And you think about it, you have these big projects that come in, and you know they're kind of poised to take advantage of some of our rural communities, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, listen, make no mistake. I spent 3 decades in the private sector. I am a huge champion of the industrial base. Pennsylvania absolutely needs jobs. We need investment. We need economic growth, but it has to be done the right way. And for goodness sake, can't we bring some common sense back to the Commonwealth?
It is indeed. And you mentioned there, you know, this new grid plan that the governor came out with where he snuck into here in northeast Pennsylvania unannounced to accept for a handful of people that knew he was coming, even some attendees at this handpicked meeting of five or six people. So he can say he met with the community at Representative Mullen's office here in northeast Pennsylvania in Archibald. Kind of came in and developed this group. I looked at the grid plan. It really has no mandates. There's no requirements. It's basically an ask of these companies, and it's pretty gray to what the standards they even have to meet if they want that money. But for him to come in and all the press was there, and they seemed to know about it ahead of time, but the people didn't know, the representative didn't know he was going to be there till 10 minutes before the meeting. I find that hard to believe.
Well, just like he always does, he's trying to rewrite history, right? And so now he has, of course, all the press knew in advance. And I'm sure it was extremely scriptive, like you said, because he had, you know, just three or four handpicked people so that now the press can come out and say, oh, Josh Shapiro was listening, you know, and he's putting up guardrails. Well, it's a little late for that. And that's why I said, you know, we have to have a pause so that we have to make sure that this is done right. There are a lot of concerns, and they're legitimate concerns. And we have to make sure that, you know, the zoning's up to date, and communities have to have a say, and if they don't want it, they don't want it.
Yeah, I'm in tune with a lot of the communities here. They reach out to me. I'm members of these Facebook groups where they're talking back and forth and fighting for their way of life, their quality of life. And a lot of them loved the fact that you came out with this pause, but I've seen some comments that you flip-flopped on this. Now, I did my own research, and I saw statements back from March and April from you where you're pretty much saying the same thing then. So this wasn't a flip-flop for you. You're just kind of doubling down and saying, hey, yes, I want economic growth. Yes, I think these data centers should be in a proper area, and I support that. But they've proven themselves not to be transparent. They've proven themselves to be forcing themselves on this community, which is why you doubled down with this new ask for a pause on the data center development.
Exactly. So there was one article that came out after I did a speech, and I think it was a press club speech, and I think they just grabbed the headline. But if you read the article, it says, but you have to engage with them. And I was referring to some communities. You have to talk to them, and you can't just jam it down their throats. And then I spoke at Pioga in early May, and I basically said the same thing, that there's legitimate concerns, so that, you know, it's going to require this development thoughtful planning that focuses on affordable, reliable power that ensures development goals don't infringe on the needs of local communities. So I've always said, you have to engage with communities. And a real leader would have done that up front and not, you know, try to backpedal right now. And come on, Rob, you know me. If I change my position, I come out and say, hey, I have new information and I changed my position. But I've been consistent from day one. Now, this pause is new because I think that, you know, we have to make sure this is done right, and we have to make sure that the concerns of the community are addressed, and they have to have a voice in the process. And we have to make sure that, because a lot of these zoning laws are so old, you know, they're not updated. I mean, back in then, who could have foresaw this huge demand for data centers, right? And so these data centers, they could be complying with the zoning rules, and then, you know, what are these townships going to, what are they going to do? They don't have the wherewithal to fight it. And so they can easily be taken advantage of. And I think it's up to government to make sure that that doesn't happen. And too bad that they weren't brought along to begin with, because a lot of this could have been addressed. I know states that they want data centers, but guess what? It's because their communities were engaged upfront in the process, so that they could define, you know, what the standards are, make sure that, you know, that this doesn't, electric bills, electricity prices don't end up on the backs of ratepayers, that there's proper protections there. Because let's face it, who wants to see one of these things in their backyard? Nobody.
Yeah, Yeah, and no doubt. And, you know, some of the requirements that I talked personally about these things is, you know, they should be supplying their own power, at least what their needs are going to be, so they don't put a strain on the grid. And I would like to see the power plants built first, so while they're constructing the data center itself, the power plants can supply power into the grid to increase supply to lower the costs for all residents of Pennsylvania. And then once that data center comes online, transfer the power over and they're self-sufficient. You know, the closed-loop cooling systems, and again, not near residential areas. We got plenty of space in Pennsylvania, find the right place with a group from the governor's office down to the county office, down to the local municipalities and say, you know, here's where we can fit you guys. Here's where it's suitable for you. Go and try and buy the property and do it there.
Exactly. There are so many brownfields that would be, you know, that would actually help improve things. But instead, you know, going to farmland, I know that's a concern. And, you know, and just making sure, I think, you know, number one is there was just a lack of transparency. You know, all of a sudden this deal's announced and, you know, nobody knows, okay, so how much revenue are we losing from all these, you know, they don't have to pay the sales and use tax. It's got to be millions and millions and millions of dollars. Do they really need that? I see the Ohio governor just paused that. So there's just a lack of transparency. And, you know, I don't know if anything could be done, you know, with the $20 billion deal that was already done, you know, about a year ago. But moving forward, there absolutely should be, you know, 100% transparency. And they, like I said, they should pause until all these concerns are addressed.
Yeah, once you lose the trust of Pennsylvania, the Pennsylvanians, it's hard to get it back. You're fighting an uphill battle because, you know, you have to prove yourself again. And this pause, I think, is great for everyone to start proving themselves again and say, okay, let's do this right. And a big part of that is, you know, the tax benefits that these, you know, we've seen $900 million in Loudoun County, these Dennis centers provide, but some of that should go down to pay down the burden of the taxpayers. I think that would go a long way in making these things in decent places, in decent areas, buildable areas, more palatable for Pennsylvania as a whole if it's going to reduce the tax burden of the residents.
Well, I agree. That's why I'm like, why aren't we having community development agreements with these? Because they certainly can afford to do that. And I think I've talked to some and they'd be happy to do that. Because let's you know, be honest, after the real benefit is in the construction of these, which takes several years, right? And then there are not a lot of jobs, so have some community benefit agreements where, again, like you're suggesting, that they help offset the tax base. Because what does everybody complain about? Taxes. Property taxes.
And Pennsylvanians time and time again have been sold on, you know, we're going to legalize gambling. It's going to help reduce your taxes. We're going to legalize recreational marijuana. It's going to reduce your taxes. And it never seems to happen. So, you know, that promise built into the legislation, built into the zoning itself, I think would go a long way. Before I let you go, Stacey, the president has been doing real well with his endorsements with candidates across the nation. He's 100 for 100, and from governors to members of Congress to every race that he's dove into. In January, he endorsed you. How good does it feel going into this election season knowing that the president has your back?
You know, I'm honored to have his endorsement. And then he did a re-endorsement right before the primary, and then they put out a slate card with myself and the congressional delegation that he had endorsed. So, and I believe the president is going to be here a lot, and we need to get our base energized because, you know, the turnout wasn't so great, and we have got to get our people out to vote because we are at a turning point in Pennsylvania, and we've got to decide what kind of state we want to be. Do we want to be a state that works for politicians? Or are we going to be a state that works for families? And I'll end with this point. You know, do we want to be a state where people, families, they open up their utility bills with dread at the end of the month? Are we going to be a state that unleashes Pennsylvania energy to power Pennsylvania's future? I mean, think about it. There is such a contrast between myself and Josh Shapiro. I mean, there couldn't be really more of a contrast. And we're at a turning point.
One of the things that I highlighted last week on my social media is one of the largest individual donors to Governor Josh Shapiro is the CEO of a nonprofit, $200,000 donated to Josh Shapiro from California. I've been saying, don't California my Pennsylvania.
She's actually donated $6 million.
Okay.
Yes, and so how does the CEO of a nonprofit have the wherewithal to write it, that, you know, checks that total $6 million over 2 years? In fact, there's almost $8 million from out of state data center developers. And when you think about this, Amazon, who owns Amazon? Jeff Bezos. He owns the Washington Post. So what do you think Josh Shapiro is aiming for? Oh, favorable coverage for his, run for Pennsylvania Avenue in 28.
That indeed.
And a big fat donation.
Yeah. Yep. I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about as the election goes on. And again, Stacey Garrity,
there
Pennsylvania
will.
State Treasurer and candidate for governor. Thanks for joining us today.
Always happy to be with you.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Spending more taxpayer dollars doesn't mean make kids smarter, according to some experts. As K through 12 test scores and student proficiency rates continue to decline nationwide, education experts question whether increased educational funding is improving student outcomes or merely contributing to inefficiencies within the public school system. The National Assessment of Educational Progress data released in 2024 shows that the average reading score for 12th grade students fell 3 points since 2019 and is 10 points lower than the first assessment in 1992. 10 points lower than 1992. Average math scores for 12th graders have also declined by 3 points since 2019. Critics argue the issue is not lack of funding, but how education dollars are being spent. We don't have an education funding problem. We have an education spending problem. The CEO of Teacher Freedom Alliance told reporters, said that increased funding has often gone towards administrative bloat rather than students and teachers. Said schools should be raising academic standards, approving accountability, and implementing school choice programs to give parents more control over their children's education. One of the main things that I hear from friends of mine who are educators is that administrative bloat. There's more department heads and vice principals and administrators than there are teachers for the classrooms. So I agree with this assessment, and something needs to be done. Nationally, public schools spent almost $1 trillion in 2024. While the average per pupil spending nears $18,000, well above that here in Pennsylvania. According to the National Center for Education Statistics, public school revenue increased 16% between 2010 and 2020 school years, adjusting for inflation. That's after inflation. So the answer is not always more money. It's, again, how you're spending it. The same thing I said earlier in the show. You know, if we can't afford something, we do without it. Seems government thinks they have that endless slush fund, so when they can't afford something, well, they just spend more. It's 4:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with our friend Paul Michaels.
O'Donnell Show, honoring our heroes.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's a point of the show where we honor our heroes in Pennsylvania who made the ultimate sacrifice, are in law enforcement on this day, May 29th, throughout history and throughout the Commonwealth. Well, it's pleasant to say that any time I can say it, that we have none to report today, and that's always a good thing. So we have no Pennsylvania law enforcement members that have made the ultimate sacrifice on this day, May 29th. But we have our members of law enforcement, our fire services, our EMTs and paramedics out there right now risking everything to respond to and protect you and I. So always keep that at the forefront. It's was great to see a press conference in Wilkes-Barre today from our federal partners and our local law enforcement, and from our district attorney in Luzerne County to the Wilkes-Barre Police Department to the FBI to the ATF. U.S. Attorney's Office, and our local district attorney on this machine gun devices that were being made and prosecuted. It was interesting because the district attorney, Sam Sanogoche, said that there's no law in Pennsylvania So they couldn't be prosecuted under Pennsylvania law, but by working with the federal partners, they were able to hold these individuals accountable. And basically they're making devices that turn both handguns and rifles into fully automatic machine guns. And there's no reason to have that done illegally here, because they were, as the district attorney said, no doubt being trafficked to criminal enterprises. So it was good to see that type of work being done, but just no. And Mayor George Brown from Wilkes-Barre said it really well, that, you know, you see our law enforcement out there at traffic stops. You see them out there at community events. You see them out there at different types of things. But you don't see them when they're doing things like this, when they're behind the scenes. Making these type of arrests, which really make a difference in taking danger off the street.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Excuse me, I'm just trying to do a multitask here. But it was really great to see that type of work done here and see the coordination. And that's what happens when our federal partners work together with our local officials to do the right thing, to take danger off the street. And that could be by taking these made devices that slip right into firearms, legally owned firearms that make them illegal to have. Or if it's taking dangerous criminal illegal immigrants off the street. It's interesting how you don't see any community protests over that part of it, right? It's still federal agents, our federal partners working with our local law enforcement to make our streets safer. So it's interesting how that line is drawn at times.
Today in history. History.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 4:45, 76 degrees. Time for Today in History on this day, May 29th, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? So let's see what we have on this May 29th. As we creep closer and closer, we come back on Monday. It's going to be June. Yep. So in 1790, Rhode Island became the 13th and final original colony to ratify the U.S. Constitution. What's going on, Rhode Island? What happened? You could have been part of Canada if you would have kept that hesitation up. 1848, Wisconsin entered the Union as the 30th state. 1848. 1917, future President John F. Kennedy was born in Brookline, Massachusetts, 1917. On May 29th, 1919, astronomers observing a solar eclipse confirmed predictions from Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, helping make Einstein world famous. Amazing, some of the minds that we had. 1942, Bing Crosby recorded White Christmas, which became one of the best-selling singles ever released. Probably one of the most recognizable songs in the world, if not here in America. In 1953, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay became the first climbers confirmed to reach the summit of Mount Everest. In 1973, Tom Bradley was elected as the first black mayor of Los Angeles. 1977, race car driver Jeanette Guthrie became the first woman to compete in the Indianapolis 500. 1988, President Ronald Reagan met Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in Moscow during a major Cold War war summit. 2020, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was arrested for killing George Floyd, igniting nationwide protests and global movement focused on policing and racial justice. Today in Pennsylvania history on this day, May 29th, 1787, delegates gathering in Philadelphia continued organizing what became the Constitutional Convention, where the U.S. Constitution would ultimately be written later that summer. On May 29th, 1943, Pennsylvania native and future president John F. Kennedy was serving in the U.S. Navy during World War II. John F. Kennedy is not a Pennsylvania native. Don't know where that came from. Serving in World War II after training in Pennsylvania area, naval operations tied to Northeast Military Corridor. I read that wrong. His birthday is commemorated nationally today. So he served in Pennsylvania after trained in Pennsylvania area naval operations tied to Northeast Military Corridor. On this day in 2004, the National World War II Memorial dedicated in Washington honored thousands of veterans from Pennsylvania, one of the nation's largest troop contributing states during World War II. And I did not realize till the Secretary of Agriculture told me, and I did look it up, and she said 360. It was in the 390s. Pennsylvania has more Medal of Honor recipients than any other state in the nation. Something to be proud of that we grow our heroes here, no doubt. May 29th, 1979, the assassination of federal judge John H. Wood Jr. triggered a nationwide security review that affected federal courts, including those in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, increasing protection for judges handling organized crime and narcotics cases. This week in 2026, Pennsylvania's reflected on the return and burial of World War II soldier John A. Walco in western Pennsylvania more than 80 years after he was killed in combat in Europe, highlighting the state deep military history and sacrifice. Brought home finally to rest, that hero here in Pennsylvania, honoring the old tradition that no person will be left behind. So that's great news to hear. I'm also seeing that Scranton Police Department just put out a BOLO. That's be on the lookout for a missing person. And this is an unhoused homeless woman in Scranton that's originally from North Carolina, Ashley Johnston. She's 41. She was last seen March 31st. Was reported on May 22nd. She's a white female, 5'2", 130 pounds, unknown clothing description. If anyone has any whereabouts, please contact the Scranton Patrol and Detective Phillips at the Scranton Police Department. There's a picture of her on their Facebook page, but anytime there's missing persons from our area, I like to highlight them either on my social media or if I'm on the air there. So if you're on social media, which most of us are, take a look at the Scranton Police Department Facebook page and just have a look. You happen to come across someone who may look like the individual, you may want to reach out to our law enforcement, this 41-year-old woman. You know, the hope is maybe she just moved on since she is homeless and originally from North Carolina, but without knowing, you're better safe than sorry in these missing persons cases. Go out there. It's 4:52 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio on this Friday, 4:55. Hopefully the 5 o'clock bell is ringing for you and you're out and the rest of the weekend is yours. Enjoy it. Serve your time well. Make sure you take that deep breath. Make some time for yourself and recharge those batteries. Teamsters at Bazooka in Moosic vote to strike. More than 60 union workers, part of the team that makes Ring Pops, the only place in the nation that makes those Ring Pops. Again, more than 60 members of the Teamsters Local 229 at Bazooka and Moosic voted to strike after the candy company and union failed to reach a contract. Improved wages and affordable health care are the primary sticking points, according to the union. Negotiations began in October 2025. Well, I would understand why. It's quite a time. What do they think? They're the Scranton city government and have dragged on for months. Our members have spent decades building this company and making the product a success, said the business agent for Local 229 in a release. Some workers have devoted more than 50 years of their lives to the facility. After nearly 7 months of negotiations, Bazooka continues to drag its feet instead of offering a fair contract and recognizes their hard work and dedication. The workers currently are not on strike, but an authorization vote clears the way for a strike to potentially occur. The strike authorization means it gives the bargaining unit the power to strike should a fair contract not be reached, said the spokesperson for Local 229. Efforts to reach Bazooka representative Friday were unsuccessful. Now, why is that? Listen, if you're a company and you have a stand to make, make that stand. And negotiate in good faith with your unions. I mean, that's just easy enough. Both sides have valid concerns. Meet those concerns somewhere in the middle and work it out. But to not even be available to stand for your cause, that's not the way to go. Teamsters at Bazooka facility perform critical work across production, maintenance, shipping, packaging, quality control operations, and keep production running, products moving nationwide, according to Reese. The plant is the only facility in the United States that manufactures Ring Pops, one of the company's most popular recognizable candy brands. We take pride in the work we do, and the product comes out of this facility. This is a cook at Bazooka, an 18-year member of 229. This vote sends a clear message that we are standing together and deserve a fair contract. Listen, Bazooka is an iconic company of America. I remember from some of my youngest memories as a child, you know, the Bazooka gum with the little comic strips in them. The Ring Pop came out. I remember when that happened. That was a little later. Now, the Bazooka candy brands also manufactured markets, iconic Bazooka bubblegum, lollipop brands, Push Pop, Baby Bottle Pop, Juicy Drop, and other candy and gummy products. Founded in 1938, the family-owned Topps Chewing Gum company initially produced a popular penny gum at a factory in Brooklyn, New York, according to the Bazooka Candy Brand's website. Ring Pop was launched in 1977. Yep, I remember when that happened. It was followed by other lollipop products. In 2023, funds advised by Apex Partners LLP acquired Bazooka Candy Brands. So hopefully they come to and they moved to Moosic from Scranton. You know, I remember when that happened just more recently, right? August of 2024. So hopefully they come to a realization again. He's one of those American iconic candy brands, you know, especially. Especially that, in our age bracket. You know, again, I remember the Bazooka Gum vividly and the Ring Pop when it came out. I was, what was I? 8 or 9. So, that was the candy of the time. It's 5 o'clock coming up here. We got another hour left with you. We got some more news and fun to talk about. So we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit Game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.